going to show me the future, Doctor. This doesn't look much like the future to me.
Yes. This is the future, Punk. Someone's future, at least. Everywhere we land is someone's future.
My future, Doctor. I thought we were taking a look at my future.
Yes, well, you could say that every trip we take is a trip into your future. Into both of our futures. But I take your point. It's, not very futuristic, is it?
It's just a housing estate. In fact, it's not even that, it's just boxes. Boxes all piled up on top of one another. Boxes and steps and narrow, narrow alleyways, as far as the eye can see.
Yeah, social housing, Punk. Yes, yes. I don't know how you dare doubt me. We are in the future. This is about 50 years ahead of your time. Yes, good girl, the TARDIS. She always gets me where I need to be. You never know. We might meet you as an old woman.
I sincerely hope not. 50 years in the future, is it? Don't look any different.
Yes. But look at these buildings. Yes. These boxes, as you call them. Look how many. How far away they stretch. They didn't have social housing on quite this scale in your time.
It's not that different. What happened?
Population explosion, Punk. Yes. Too many people and not enough space. Or rather, not enough space that people are allowed to build on. And I suppose you've ever heard the expression NIMBY, eh? Or banana?
NIMBY? Oh, that's not in my backyard, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. A banana is short for build absolutely nothing. Anywhere near anyone.
So?
So would you want something like this in your backyard? Would you have been happy to have all these boxes rising up right next to your lovely suburban, middle-class semi-detached? No, I thought not.
Ah.
Nobody wants them. Nobody was prepared to live next to them. And yet jobs became scarcer and scarcer, and people became more and more prevalent. Something had to give.
And what happened?
A massive expansion of social housing in the wastelands, yes. In the places where nobody wanted to go. Huge housing developments rising up out of the wilderness. Miles away from anywhere and from anyone. All these people, all these sad, lost and lonely lives, just dumped here to get on with it. Yes, it reminds me of Paradise Towers.
Paradise what now?
Paradise Towers. Never mind, you know. There aren't even any roads here. Just alleyways. There's no shops, hospitals, churches, pubs even. Yes, there's just boxes. Built on top of boxes. Build high for happiness indeed.
We might as well get back in the TARDIS and go.
Nonsense. There's always something to stick around for. What? You'd rather see the countryside? The city, would you? Somewhere nice. Somewhere pleasant. This is the reality for the people who live here. And the TARDIS has brought us here. So we ought to investigate. She never takes us anywhere without good reason.
But it's just so...
sad? Desolate? Yes, it is. But it's also home. Home for all these desperate people. All these misplaced lives, forgotten by the world that gave birth to them.
All these desperate people. But Doctor, where are the people?
Indoors, I suppose. They've nothing to come outside for, Punk. So why would they?
I guess. It's not going to be a very interesting trip, though, is it?
Nonsense. Very well then, let's make it interesting. Ah, hello. Anybody in there?
Doctor, don't!
Why not? You want to meet someone, don't you?
I guess. I don't want to disturb anyone. Feels wrong.
What do you think they're going to do? Bite you?
Well...
Don't be silly, punk. There's nothing to be afraid of around here.
Doctor, look!
What is it? What have you found?
It's a body.
It's the Flicks! Open up! We know you're in there.
Oh, crap!
Fooled you!
You son of a dick!
Let me in, Phil. I've got something to show you.
And hello to you too, Freddy.
Lucky I got it. Pure, 100%, unadulterated, happy.
Happy? Really? You got happy?
Bona fide, 100% pure.
So where'd you get it? No one gets happy, believe me, I've tried.
You got to trust your old mate, Freddy, Phil. They don't call me Fix It Freddy for nothing, you know.
They don't call you Fix It Freddy at all.
They will now.
Pure happy, eh? Come on, spill the beans, where'd you get it?
Nope, sorry, Phil. No can tell.
But did you see? You didn't get to meet...
The happy man?
Well, did you?
Course I did.
You lying git.
You got me.
But it's real, isn't it?
Real? That's real. He's real, all right. Really good stuff, this.
We're going to try it, then.
That's what I brought it here for.
Too scared to take it on your own, eh, Freddy?
I ain't scared of nothing, Phil. Nah, I'm too generous to take it on my own. That's what you mean.
Righty right then, break it out.
Shall we just play a quick game of Bash the Bosh first? Leave it till later?
Scaredy cat.
Aren't you scared?
And to think, I thought you were the Flicks.
Is he dead?
I'll say. Stiff as a board.
Cold as ice too. He's been here for days, by the look of it. Why has no one done anything about this?
But Doctor, look at his face.
Yes, I know. I've never seen anything like it.
That smile.
A case of rictus mortis. It's very odd.
He died with a smile on his face.
Yes, but not a happy one.
Why do you say that?
He's dead. No one actually dies happy, you know.
He didn't die happy. He died of happy.
You frightened me. Didn't see you there.
You crept up rather unannounced, didn't you? Yes, now. What do you mean he died of happy?
You don't know. He died of happy.
Happy? How can you die of that?
You two aren't going to be of any help, are you? I can see that already. What are you anyway? Vagrants? Not visitors, surely.
Yes. You don't get many visitors around here, then.
There are no visitors. Period.
And you're the first person we've seen since we got here. The first living one, that is.
Are you surprised? Who can be bothered to go out? To go for a walk?
You can.
He's different.
How long has he been dead?
You don't know. Several days, I'd say.
And no one's moved him. Does nobody care?
Why should anyone care? As long as they got food and water and a playcon, why should they care about anything else?
Playcon?
Yes, an entertainment unit. Combined. Everything. We need for a quiet life.
Don't people go out, though? Someone must have seen the body. Someone's got to have reported it.
Why would people go out? They interact from home. Who wants to meet face to face, do you think? Fat, sweaty people with nothing better to do with their lives. Much better to stay at home and get your kicks on the playcon.
cool, clean air. A blue sky.
Not that you can see the sky.
Yes, well, the smell of fresh flowers. The atmosphere after a good rainstorm. There are still things to go out for.
If you can be bothered.
There aren't any flowers, Doctor. The air's not exactly cool and clean.
Are you going to report the body?
I'm going to ring it in.
Oh, so you're a policeman?
Sergeant Stanley, Steve Stanley, undercover. And if you two don't have anything meaningful to add to this conversation, I'm going to have to ask you to move along.
Come on, Freddy. We've been waiting long enough. We've got to take it, haven't we?
I suppose you're right.
I can't believe you managed to get some. I do feel a bit nervous, though.
Are you sure you're ready?
Look, let's just do it. Have you got the pills?
It's more of a disc thing. You put it on your tongue and let it dissolve.
Go on then. Give us one here.
Here.
Thanks.
It might be better not to have a whole one first time.
How many have you got?
Four. Two each. They won't give you any more than that first time out. Apparently, it's dangerous.
How dangerous can Happy be?
You've heard the stories.
Yep, but that's it, they're just stories.
If you say so.
Well, here goes. Doesn't taste of anything.
What did you think it was taste of?
Dunno. What should Happy taste of? Strawberries, I guess. You gonna take one or what?
Okay.
See? Nothing to worry about. Oh, I'm getting a taste now.
What can you taste?
Hard to say. It's kind of lemony, I think.
Anything else? Do you feel happy yet?
Not yet.
It takes a while, I suppose.
Oh, this is good. There it is, Freddy. Oh, God, yeah, this is great. I love this.
That was disturbingly quick. Perhaps you ought to take it out now. Sounds like you're there already.
I want to take this out. This is beautiful. It's amazing.
That's even more worrying.
God, I love you, man.
Holy happiness, Phil. This is so good.
I told you.
Oh, man, I love you too.
Where's the bag? Give us another one.
Crying out loud, Phil. I can't believe how happy I am.
Yes, we can help.
Help? Pardon me, but why would you think I'd need any help?
We're just very helpful people to have around.
The doctor's a genius, you know?
A genius, eh? And a doctor, are you?
Yes, of sorts.
Maybe he can find out what this man died of, why he's got that weird expression on his face.
I know what this man died of, because of the expression on his face.
Oh, really?
It's just another happy death. Nothing to be surprised about.
Yes, death by happy. You said that before, but what does it mean? Is happy some sort of drug or something?
Are you telling me you really don't know?
We really don't know.
Right. Happy is a grade A narcotic. It's been on the streets for about 3 months or so now.
And what does it do?
What do you think it does? It makes people happy. Insanely happy. And then they die.
And just how quickly do they die?
I don't know. Doesn't kill them the first time they take it, if that's what you mean. Otherwise, no one would take it, would they?
Okay. What I mean is, what does it do? How does it kill them?
Well, if I know, I'm just here to clean up the aftermath.
So, where does it come from?
And who will know about this happy? About what it does?
Don't know. Like I say, I'm just here to clean the streets of dead people. No one really gives a fig about where it came from or what it does. There's no budget to look into it. Someone dies, it's just a free room for the next loser in line, that's all. This guy got any identification? Ah, here we go.
You don't care who he is?
Why should I? I never met him. I never will now. I just want to know where he came from so they can free up a room for someone else, that's all.
Yes, that's awful.
Dreadful.
Is that all life is worth? A free room?
Doctor? Doctor who, by the way? And you, what's your name?
Punk. He's the doctor. Just the doctor. And I'm Punk.
Doctor, Punk, I don't know where you two came from, how you got here, or what you're doing here, but this is the reality. No one cares. No one cares about these people or about how they died. And why should they?
Well, why should anyone care if people are dying if happy?
And now, if you don't mind, I've got to call a clean-up crew.
Well, thank you, Sergeant Stanley. This might not be important to you, but it is important to us. Something terrible is happening here, and I'd rather like to get to the bottom of it. Wouldn't we, Punk?
Yes, Doctor.
Yes?
There's another one coming in, Controller Unwin, from District 7.
So?
You asked me to keep a tally of all the happy deaths, sir.
Yes, I did, but you don't need to tell me about it. Not unless there's something unusual to report.
There is something unusual to report.
Oh, really? What?
They're bringing this one in with some, guests, Controller.
Guests? What a curious thing. Let me know when they arrive, will you?
Another one? What do you mean they're bringing it here? Why on earth would I want it down here? You know who the body is, right? I'll just tag it and bag it and dispose of the damn thing. I don't want the damn body. I've got better things to do with my... Very well. Send it down when it gets. Never mind. Forget it. It's already here. And who are you exactly?
I'm Sergeant...
Never mind. Don't you know I've got better things to do than waste my time with the happy dead?
Dr. Dolittle... This man would like to know what makes the happy dead die.
Oh, he would he? Well, as long as they're dead, it's no business of ours.
Aren't you the pathologist? Who else's business would it be?
Well, you sort of make a good point there. But I'm far too busy and far too under-resourced to bother with the happy dead. We all know what they've died of.
Happy, I suppose.
Precisely. What else?
And do you know exactly what it is about this happy that causes so many people to die?
No.
Don't you want to know?
I guess, but there's just so many of them, and nobody to care about them. You know this guy, then?
Yes, well, I've never met him.
Until he was dead.
Then why do you care?
I'm a doctor, and when someone dies in unusual circumstances, I make it my business to get to know the reason why.
He can be most persuasive, Dr. Dolittle, when he wants something.
I can already tell.
You see, nobody really dies of herpes. That's just a puzzle to be solved. A myth to be debunked. No, there's something else going on here. Something I can't quite see yet.
Yes, Doctor. What are you trying to say exactly?
What do you mean?
Well, I've been around the block, you see. More times than you can possibly imagine. This happy...
There's something that doesn't quite sit right with it. And Punk and I, we'd like to know why that is.
Are you watching this?
Yes.
I'm not happy about this. Who is that man?
For instance, what exactly is this happy? What's its constitution? And where does it come from?
Who knows? Who cares? It's just a street drug. Sergeant, you're out there. Do you know?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Do we have access to some of this happy? Or will we have to take the contents of this man's stomach for analysis?
You know, there is an easier way of finding out what is in happy than cutting up the dead.
Go on.
You could go and see the happy man.
I don't think so.
Go and see him. He'll get you some happy.
The happy man?
A rumour, a myth. There is no happy man.
On the contrary, Sergeant, I can assure you, there is.
What?
Oh, yes.
So, have you met him?
No.
Then what makes you so sure?
Just trust me on this. The happy man is alive and kicking and somewhere in District 6.
District 6?
Not far from where we first met.
Then you must show me. We must go there.
No.
And why not?
Sergeant Stanley's scared, Doctor.
I'm not scared.
It's all right to be afraid, you know. Fear is what makes us stronger, defines who we are, and our place in the universe.
I said I'm not scared. The happy man is just a myth. He's not real.
Being afraid's nothing to be frightened of. I'm always scared, you know, travelling with a doctor.
Stuff and nonsense.
Moonindrut, Doctor. You promised me Crystal Mountains.
The mountains were made of crystal.
But you didn't say they'd be hostile and hungry.
Well, we caught them on a bad day, that's all.
Shut up, you two.
We're not helping, are we?
We're on the happy. Well now, what have we got here?
These people don't look very happy to me, Freddy. Do they look happy to you?
No, Phil. They don't look very happy to me, either. They don't look very happy at all.
I'd advise you two to go home.
He'd advise us to go home, Phil. What do you think of that?
I'm an officer of the law.
I think we should go home then, Freddy. There's an officer of the law after all.
We're happy, man. Why would we want to go anywhere?
But you were going somewhere.
The Wizard of Happy Man.
The Wizard? What do you mean?
The Wizard of Happy Man.
We're off to see the Happy Man, don't you see?
The Happy Man does not exist.
What do you mean, you're off to see the Happy Man?
We're looking to get some more happy.
Shh, Freddy, there's an officer of the law present.
Stuff him.
The happy man's nearby.
Damn right, lady. We're off to see the damn wizard and get some more happy from the happy man himself.
I told you, the happy man does not exist.
Wait, you know where this wizard, this happy man is?
Well, I know where his cronies are, where they sell the stuff from.
Some more stuff.
And that's all we need.
Oh, I can feel the happy running down.
But he must be hereabouts, mustn't he?
Why should I care?
As long as we get some more happy.
Everybody shut up!
We'd very much like to see this happy man.
Just take the stuff. Just take some happy. You won't care after that, whether you meet him or not.
You don't care about anything.
And you think that's a good thing?
Who cares if it's a good thing?
It's better than caring.
Better than caring?
There's nothing to care about around here.
But if we can't find one of these cronies, perhaps he can lead us to this happy man.
So where can we buy this happy then?
Why should we tell you?
Yes, well, why should you? If you don't care, I mean, you are so happy after all.
Right here.
This is the place.
This is the place. Open up. You've got customers.
No. No, it can't be.
Open up! You've got customers!
No. No, it can't be.
Doctor! I've been expecting you.
What?
And just who are all you people? And what's all this racket? We're trying to work in here.
But you're dead.
On the contrary, I'm very much alive.
Doctor, who is this?
It's the Candyman, Punk. We've met before. You shouldn't even be here, let alone still be alive.
Candyman? What are you babbling on about, little man? Have you people come here to sample my surprises? Or what?
Yeah.
Very much. Yes.
Then come on in, gentlemen. Come in.
to the Happy House.
What are you doing down here, Controller Unwin?
Where are they, Dolittle?
Where are who, Controller?
The strangers? The ones who came in with that thing?
Come now, Mr. Unwin. Nervous stomach? But you've seen cadavers before, surely?
Ugh.
A little squeamish, eh?
Just tell me where they are, Dr. Dolittle. And then I can get out of here, and you can get back to work.
You mean the doctor and the others?
Yes, of course I mean the doctor and the others.
Funny little chap, isn't he?
Funny and dangerous. Poking around. I don't like that.
Dangerous? You think?
Just tell me where they are, Dolittle.
District 6. They've gone off in search of the Happy House.
What? And you let them?
Let them? I sent them.
What did you do a blameful thing like that for,
Don't worry, boss. The Happy Man will deal with them.
Well, it's like Aladdin's cave in here.
Or Santa's grotto.
More like a poisoner's paradise.
Or a gangster's den.
Or the seventh circle of hell.
Yes, I think we can only take the illusion so far before it breaks, thank you.
No, Doctor. I think Sergeant Stanley's in some trouble.
So he is. Come on, sit down for a bit, Stanley. Compose yourself.
What was that? What was that creature? Was that the Happy Man?
Yeah, Doctor, it recognised you. What is it?
All in good time.
What have I told you about answering the door?
This is my Happy House, Tony. I'll answer the door if I want to.
You should know better. You're supposed to stay out of sight.
Why should I care about that?
Well, boss, who are these people?
Customers, Tony. More customers.
Well, that's one thing.
Now, what have we got to treat our new customers with today, I wonder?
I'm sure you can cook something up, boss.
Who's he, Doctor?
It's Tony the Crony, the Candyman's right-hand man, it seems. But where did he come from, eh? Yeah. How did he get here? And more importantly, what's he doing?
Candyman. What does he mean, Candyman?
Probably just recruited off the street, Doctor. You can always find willing recruits when there are drugs involved.
I didn't mean him. I was talking about the Candyman.
Candyman? What's all this about a Candyman?
Don't you know? You recognised me. We arrived.
He said he was expecting you, even.
I recognised you. Did I? How ridiculous.
Doctor, who is the Candyman? Why do you keep calling him that?
Yes, Doctor. Why do you keep calling me that?
Who are you, Doctor? Who sent you?
Never mind. Yes, just tell me more about this Happy.
Happy? Makes the world go round, Doctor. It makes the sun come out. It makes the sun come out to play.
It makes the sun come out to play, does it? And then it turns the lights off.
Have you come to play, Doctor? Have you come to play in the Happy House?
I'm not here to play.
And why are you here, Doctor?
To put a stop to this.
Ha 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 ha
control, Unwin.
Tony! What are you doing? Put his nibs on.
His nibs is with some guests.
What? What? Already?
Some people turned up.
And they've seen him, Tony?
I couldn't help it, boss. He answered the door while I was in the kitchen.
And you let him?
I was in the kitchen.
And now you're answering the comms. He's not to know about you, Tony. You know that. He's sensitive. He needs looking after. What the hell is going on down there today?
Was there something you wanted?
Yes, there is something I want. I want you to start taking your responsibilities a little bit more seriously.
Can't be helped, Controller Unwin. Sir, I was in the kitchen.
This is a real mess, Tony. There'll be hell to pay.
Listen, boss. You want his nibs kept under wraps. Well, okay. But that's not easy. He's 8 foot tall and looks like Bertie Bleeding Bassett. And he's got a voice like an electronic foghorn. And on top of all that, he does whatever the hell he wants when he wants. What do you expect me to do?
I expect you to keep him away from the door. And I certainly don't expect you to allow any strangers to come just wandering inside. And for crying out loud, I don't expect you to answer the damn comms.
Too late, sir.
Well, piddlesticks. Who's there, exactly?
A couple of kids, harmless.
That all? Is it?
No, that's not all. A police officer.
Police?
Don't worry. One look at our big bad boy and his mind snapped. He won't be presenting any trouble.
What about this doctor? Did someone call the doctor turn up?
Yeah, he's here too. With some junior madam called, I forget, Punch or something. Those two are a bit different.
Different doesn't cover it.
You met them?
No.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Get rid of them.
Get rid of them? My job parameters seem to be widening in scope, boss.
Just get rid of them, Tony. Just do what you get paid to do.
All of them?
Just the doctor and the girl. I don't care about the others.
The others won't be a problem anyway.
Good. And Tony?
Yes, boss?
Don't answer the damn comms again. Got it?
Phil, what do you think they're talking about over there?
I don't care. It hurts my head, Freddy.
Oh, mine too.
The happy, it's wearing off, isn't it?
I've got to get my hands on some more, Phil. I can't take this pounding.
It was good, Freddy.
Yeah, it was, but sheesh, it didn't last very long.
Have we got enough money, Freddy, to get some more?
Money, Phil? Who needs money?
I just need some more stuff, Freddy.
Sheesh, Phil. We're standing in the Happy House itself. Who needs money? Let's just get some stuff and go.
But what if they catch us?
We'll be discreet. I need some more stuff. I'm gonna get it.
Okay. Whatever you say, Freddy.
Let's do it, Phil.
Stop this. Well, Doctor, how do you propose to do that?
I'll find a way. I'll always find a way to bring evil to an end. And this is evil. This isn't a happy house. This is a house of death.
Death, Doctor? I bring joy, not death into people's lives?
You bring joy into people's lives, all right. But then those lives are over.
Look at your friend on the chair over there, Doctor. He could do with some happy.
You leave Sergeant Stanley out of this. He'll be fine.
I don't think so.
His mind's broken.
Ah, Tony. Where have you been?
In the kitchen, boss.
Talking to Daddy, no doubt.
Say what, boss?
Don't think I'm not onto you, Tony. Just you be a good boy and stick to the things I implore you to do.
Boss?
Or is it really me that employs you?
Don't know what you're talking about, boss.
What do you mean his mind is broken?
Like a singer without a song, or a rose without a thorn. Your good friend, the policeman, is broken. Useless. Stuffed.
We'll bring him back out of it, Punk. Don't worry. He's just confused, that's all.
Confused, Doctor? Confused? Let me tell you about confusing. You're confusing. Baffling. You're like a sparrow in a nest of vipers. You stick out like a... like a...
like a sore thumb.
Like a red sherbet lemon.
What?
Who are you people anyway?
Who are we? You're asking who we are and you work for that thing.
Does it matter? We're here to help.
You think I need help?
We're not here to help you.
Shut up! These people are irrelevant. I have customers to attend to.
Whoa!
And what do you think you are doing?
Just looking.
Oh, shoot! We aren't stealing anything, honest!
Just looking, is it?
Stealing, boss. Dirty, stinking thieves. That's what happens when you bring the customers behind the curtain.
Quiet, Tony. I'm beginning to lose my patience with you. Thieves in the House of Happy, eh? Now, what shall we do with you?
Back again, Controller Unwin.
You don't take me seriously enough. You ought to take me seriously, Dr. Dolittle.
Oh? Ought I to?
I could have your job.
You think I want this job? What do you want, Mr. Unwin?
Respect for a start.
Respect is something you must earn.
I'm getting a little tired of you, Dolittle. And I'm worried about this doctor and the girl.
What of them?
I just wanted you to know they made it.
They found the Happy House.
Yes, they did.
Well, good for them.
The policeman? You remember the policeman?
Are you watching me, Mr. Unwin? How did you know there was a policeman with them?
Surveillance! You know it's part of the job.
You can't take a leap without someone knowing about it.
Everybody gets watched, Dolittle.
The world we live in.
The policeman's lost his mind, Dolittle.
That's not my fault, Unwin. You found him. You put him there. I just pick up the damned pieces.
I did not find him.
You know what I mean. You people, you found him. And now you don't know what the hell to do with him. And I get to pick up the pieces.
You get paid well enough for it.
I get paid enough, do I? The amount of death I see here in this room every single day. And that's not even the half of it. You think anyone gets paid enough for that?
We weren't stealing. Really, we weren't.
We were just lucking around, honest.
We just wanted to buy some more stuff.
It just doesn't last long enough.
But it makes you very happy when you're happy, eh, fellas?
Yes, it does.
Yes, of course.
You see, Doctor, these two men are very happy about what I do. Very happy indeed.
Those men are coming down from a drug-induced euphoria.
Then I shall have to make them happy again, shan't I? Empty your pockets, gentlemen.
We haven't got enough money.
We We haven't got any. I'm sorry, but we really haven't.
Then why did you come here? No one comes to the Happy House without a penny to pay the Happy Man.
We can get money.
Yeah, I'm sure we can get some from somewhere.
Oh, but gentlemen, I'm not interested in money. Look at me. Do I have any pockets? What do you think I do with all these pennies people keep giving me?
We thought we could maybe work for it. Maybe in this distribution or something.
Or manufacture? Some cooking, perhaps?
Wait up, boss. We don't give this stuff away for free.
You shut your head, Tony. You've already upset me once today, and you know what I can be like when I get upset.
Sorry, boss.
Go and stand in the corner.
Yes, boss.
He's not right at all, is he, Doctor?
Never has been. Never will be. I think he's worse than ever.
Now, gentlemen, let me have a little think. What can I do with you?
Anything, boss.
Be quiet, Phil. Did you just hear him? He said he's trying to think.
I'm thinking.
Let them go home.
I don't think so, Doctor. You go home if you don't like it.
We don't have a home to go to until we put things right.
Yes. That's a bit metaphysical, Punk.
Thank you.
Tony!
What do you want now, boss?
Let's cook up something new. Something strong. Yes, that's it. Happy doubled. Happy squared, even. Something mind-blowing. Something really happy.
Don't you think that's a bit dangerous?
What? Do you think I care?
Don't you think there's enough death on your hands already?
Death, Doctor? I bring happiness. I bring joy to people.
But death, the kind of happiness you bring, leads only to death.
I don't care!
We just want to be happy.
Yes, happy square. Something new. Something really powerful. And here we have a room full of guinea pigs.
Not willing ones.
Oh, I think these two are willing enough.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
You see?
But we're not willing. We're not willing to let any of this happen.
Because this is wrong, and we're going to stop you.
Oh, shut up, Doctor. When you came here. And you did, didn't you? You knew exactly what you were doing when you came here.
Willing or unwilling, I don't care. I just want to play. I just want to make people happy.
Remind me again, Controller Unwin, just exactly why I had to come on this little excursion.
I might need you.
Need me for what?
You might be useful, Dillittle.
You're taking me to see the monster.
He's not a monster.
But you don't have any control over him at all, do you?
Shut up. I just want you along, that's all.
Ha! The great district controller, Charles Unwin, piddling about in a back street somewhere in District 6, with nobody else but me for company. What about security services? Why couldn't you have brought some protection along?
No one else must know about this.
You're leading us straight into a lion's den. You know that, don't you?
We'll just go and look for ourselves what's happening. We need to protect the Happy Man.
We need to protect him, do we? Rubbish! I want nothing to do with this.
You'll do as you're told, Dr. Dillittle.
I'll do nothing of the sort.
You're here, aren't you?
But not because you told me to come.
So why then?
Curiosity, you might say. I want to see this creature for myself. Tell me again, where did it come from?
As if I tell you.
You don't actually know, do you?
I was there when it arrived. I know where it came from.
When it arrived? Arrived from where?
Ah, you talk too much.
And you say too little, but you say everything. You know that. Arrived. You don't know what this creature is, or where it's from. Now you're scared. You're scared. And something else has happened. This doctor, he's put the spooks into you, hasn't he? You're like a little boy catching lizard in a backyard, and now a snake has got into the box. You don't know what to do about it.
Shut up, Dolittle.
And now you think I can help you.
I said to shut up.
Well, you're wrong. You're wrong, Unwin. What do you think I've been doing down there in that damned laboratory all these months? Looking after the dead? How much looking after do you think the dead need? I've been looking after myself, Unwin. Myself. I've been building a file on you and this damn happy man. And you want to know something?
What?
This monster you've brought among us. It's not one of us. It isn't human.
You think I didn't know that? You're an idiot, Dolittle. Of course it's not human.
You're the idiot, Controller Unwin. We're all going to die.
And you're obsessed. You sit in your laboratory and all you see is death. And now death is all you can see. You're obsessed, Dolittle.
We're all going to die, Unwin.
Shut up, Dolittle.
Timmy, how's the happy double happy brewing up?
Nearly ready, boss.
You can't do this, Tony. You'll get us all killed.
You think I care? I'll get you all killed, but I won't die.
And what makes you think you'll be safe?
What does that matter to you?
You've got this all wrong, Tony. You think you control him, don't you? Well, you're wrong. You can't control him. Nobody can.
We'll see. Things have been going along just fine up until now.
Doctor, why don't we just get out of here?
What? And leave these other poor unfortunates to a happy fate?
I don't mean that, Doctor. It's not like we're locked in or anything. We could all get away.
And do what? Besides, the Candyman, the Happy Man, sorry, is lighter on his feet than he looks. We're not going anywhere until we've put things right. There's something not right about all of this, and I mean to find out what it is.
You mean about this Candyman? This happy man?
Precisely. He's not supposed to be here on Earth. He should be a million miles, and at least 1,000 years away.
So, how did he get here?
That's just one of the things I want to get to the bottom of.
But he is an alien, isn't he?
He's a robot, you know.
But you know where he's from.
Indeed so. He's from Terra Alpha, the plaything of the misguided Helena A.
What can we do then?
Don't worry, Puck. I'll think of something.
Well, hurry up. He might call himself the Happy Man, but he's been completely deranged.
How's Sergeant Stanley doing?
He's just sitting there, mumbling to himself. You'd think he'd never seen an 8-foot-tall psychedelic alien made of sweets before. Why do you think he's taking it so badly? The other two fellas seem to be coping.
They've got happy inside them. Or at least, they did when they arrived. You can probably cope with just about anything when you're happy.
Stop talking, you two! Tony, how's the new happy double happy coming along? Have you finished it yet?
Here it is, boss. Finished. Exactly to your specifications.
Ah, how exciting. Bring it here. Let me smell it.
Don't sniff too hard, boss. It hasn't quite set yet.
smells perfect, Tony. I forgive you. But don't ever betray me again.
Let me try it.
Patience, creature. Happy double happy, Doctor. Do you know, I think I'll call this new substance... candy. Yes, that's it. Why not? Candy. My new special recipe. A happy double happy squared. Very happy.
You're quite insane. Do you know that?
And you're very boring, Doctor. Very boring indeed. So, whom shall I allow the pleasure of being the first to sample my new delight? The policeman. Sergeant Stanley. He looks like he could do with a little bit of candy double happiness.
You leave him alone.
Leave him alone indeed? You then, young lady, would you like to try some?
Me? I will.
I'll try some.
No. You two are far too eager. I have more fitting clients. More fitting guinea pigs, I should say.
Please! Please, boss! I need it!
Please, Mr. Happy Man!
Oh, shut up! Shut up, shut up, shut up! I'm getting tired of your whining! Shut up now, the pair of you! No. Let's have a little think, shall we? Who's the most miserable person in the room? Who's the one person who could most do with a helping of candy? Double happy! Happy squared, eh? Is it Tony? Tony who smiles and curses and stabs you in the back? No, not Tony. Candy double happy happy squared is far too good for Tony. Tony, you can go in the stew. Young girl, would you like to try the inaugural subject? The first to taste my candy? Would you? No, not you either. It's far too good for you.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Doctor, you should have run away again as soon as you've entered my happy house. Everything was happy here until you started poking your nose in. And now look at us. Look at Tony and I, the once happy couple who are now stabbing one another in the back. Tony's going to get his later, Doctor. But first, I need someone to taste my candy. My candy double happy happy squared. I need someone to try it first. Find out if it's everything I dreamed it should be. I need someone to find out if candy double happy's really going to make you happy. Are you happy, Doctor? Are you? Do you want to be? Time to taste the candy, Doctor!
Thank you.
feeling about this.
Doctor, you should have run away again as soon as you entered my happy house. Everything was happy here until you started poking your nose in. And now look at us. Look at Tony and I, the once happy couple who are now stabbing one another in the back. Tony's going to get his later, Doctor. But first, I need someone to taste my candy. My candy double happy, happy square. I need someone to try it first. Find out if it's everything I dreamed it should be. I need someone to find out if Candy Double Happy's really going to make you happy. Are you happy, Doctor? Are you? Do you want to be? Time to taste the candy, Doctor!
What's going on in here? Who are all these people,
Daddy!
Quickly, let's get out. Grab Stanley on the way.
What's up, my baby?
It's been too long since I've seen you, Daddy. Why do you never come to see me anymore? Why must we always talk on the biddy phones?
He's too heavy, Doctor. I can't lift him. I just want to move.
He's gone into some kind of trance. We'll have to come back for him, Puck. It's time to come up with a plan.
You know how busy I am, my little angel. I try and come as often as I can.
I'd almost forgotten what you look like.
What about the two druggies, Phil and Freddy, or whatever they're called?
We'll come back for them too. It's probably not their fault that they've got into this, and they certainly don't deserve the consequences of whatever it is that they have become involved in.
And are you, my precious? And are you... But I'm here now.
Have you come to make it better, Daddy?
What do you mean, whatever it is? Drugs, right? Happy.
Yes. But we don't know what's in Happy. We don't know what it is that's killing these people, or why.
That's right, my sweet thing. I've come to make it all better.
Then why have you brought this man with you? Who is he?
I think we're getting an idea of who might be behind it all, though.
You might very well be right.
This is Dr. DeLittle. He's here to help you, my itsy-bitsy one.
Doctor? The Doctor?
I think we should be getting out of here now, Doctor.
I think you might be right.
The Doctor? He mustn't be allowed to escape!
Stop them! Hey, you two! Tony!
Us two.
Us two?
You come here for the drugs, haven't you? Grab those two, and you'll get them.
Right you are, boss.
You're not getting out of here that easily, Doctor.
DeLittle, give them a hand. Find something you can tie the Doctor and the girl up with.
Very well, Unwin. But my patience is coming to an end.
Tie them up. Nice and tightly. I haven't forgotten you, Doctor. You're still at the top of my list for a little treat.
Oh, I'm sorry about all this, my precious.
Don't worry, Daddy. Everything is under control. And I have a little something special to show you.
A little something special?
What's that, my little one?
A new kind of happy, Daddy. Something I'm calling... Candy.
Candy?
Candy
is happy to the power of three. Four even.
That sounds ridiculously strong.
But a dose like that, it will kill a man instantly. Can't you see that?
Yes, Doctor. Yes, indeed. But oh, how happy a death will that be.
One moment. Are you going to stand by and let this happen?
Why not, Doctor? Why not indeed?
What do you mean, why not? Do you want people to die?
Yeah, I think maybe he does.
As long as it keeps them off the streets, I don't think he cares.
as long as it keeps people off the streets. Is that what this is all about, I wonder?
Doctor?
Yes, do go on, Doctor. Do tell me. What's on your mind?
DeLittle, you're a doctor, a man of science. I need you to help me. You know exactly what's going on here, Onwin. And you always have, haven't you?
Why should I help you?
I don't know what you mean, Doctor.
Oh, you know exactly what he means.
What makes you say that? You better watch your tongue, Tony. You're the most dispensable member of this team.
You know this is wrong. Just tie these ropes loosely enough so that I can free myself. I'll do the rest, and you can get away scot-free.
It's more than my life's worth.
You think your life is going to be worth anything after today?
You think you'll even have a life after this?
Dispensable? Controller, Unwin. Controller? That's a laugh. That's an absolute riot, that is.
What are you talking about, Tony?
The controller knows exactly what's going on. Knows what's going on. What am I saying? He created this situation.
Created this situation? Whatever do you mean?
This isn't just about social control. It's about population control, isn't it?
You got it, Doctor.
This is unbelievable. The population spirals, and you deal with it by manufacturing. Yes, that's the right word. By manufacturing. A drug that will keep them happy. No, more than that. Keep them placid. And eventually kill them.
Why not? What good are these people? All they do is cause a problem for the authorities. They don't care how long they live. Just as long as they get high. Get happy while they're doing it.
Did you put the Candyman? Sorry. Put the Happy Man here. To help that process along.
It's more than that though, isn't it, Doctor?
You put the Happy Man here. To kickstart the process.
There's always been drugs. Always. The Happy Man. But happy, that's something else.
And he thinks he can control this.
Can't control the Candyman? He's insane!
But that's your job, isn't it, Tony? To keep an eye on this happy man and report back to the boss.
He's happy, I'm happy, that's just the way it is.
Stop all this tattling! You're like a bunch of jabbering geriatrics.
And what do you get out of this, Happy Man? What's in it for you?
I get to see these people happy, Doctor. To make people happy. And I get to see them die. What greater joy in life can there be?
That's insane.
You don't know the half of it.
Enough. Enough of this.
DeLittle, just how many people die every month because of this drug? Happy.
Every month, Doctor. Every day, you mean. Dozens. Dozens every day. That's just in this sector alone.
That's horrible.
Yes, that's not just population control. That's tantamount to social cleansing.
And what do you think makes the world go round, Doctor? When the world is on the very precipice of losing control, What do you think keeps food on people's plates? A roof over their heads? Decent people I'm talking about. Honest, straightforward, decent people.
Nobody chooses how and where they're born, Unwin. People are only what you make them, what their circumstance makes them. There's nothing indecent about these people.
The only indecent thing is the number of them dying.
And now it's your turn, Doctor. Tony, the candy. Bring me the candy now.
You can't. It's inhuman.
Inhuman? Pah. And just exactly what part of me looks human to you? Hurry, Tony. I'm fascinated to see what candy can do, how quickly it can make a man happy, how happy it can make a man before killing him, how quickly it can make a man die.
You get it yourself, pet. I'm having no further part in this.
DeLittle, for crying out loud, get the candy!
I want nothing to do with this, either.
And yet you stand there, the pair of you, and watch it happen. Fascinating. I'll get it myself.
This is so exciting, Daddy. This is so exciting.
Oh, you bet it is, my precious. Here you are. Here's your candy. Make it special.
Oh, it is special, Daddy. And I'm so happy that you are here to share with me in this special moment.
You can't do this. You'll never get away with it.
Oh, is God going to save you, is he? There's only you and me, Daddy. Doctor. Smell the happy. Smell the candy. Do you know what happiness smells of, Doctor?
Synthetic glycerine, I'd say. It's ridiculous. All of this for artificial sugar.
Sniff harder, Doctor.
Yes. Caffeine. And cocoa. It's all synthetic. A bonding agent, and yes. There's something there I can't quite identify. Oh, there's one thing, it's all synthetic. But the whole thing is just a synthesized high.
It's just E-numbers gone mad.
My special ingredient, Doctor. My special recipe.
What does it do?
It sends the whole lot direct into your bloodstream, Doctor. No eating, no swallowing, no digesting. It all goes straight into your blood. And boy, does that make you happy.
What? What?
That's utterly insane. Even I know how utterly insane that is.
Shut up, girl. Open wide, Doctor. Smile. It's time to take your medicine.
Punk, run!
You two, hippies, stop them! They're getting away!
I just can't do it, man.
My head hurts. I just need some more happy.
They're getting away!
DeLittle! Tony! After them now!
Screw you, Daddy-O.
What he said. You've barked your last order, Controller.
Fetch them now!
We're not going anywhere. To stop you, Candyman, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Stop me? You think you can stop me?
Doctor, we're right next to the kitchen.
Take a look around. Yes, I'm going to stop you.
You think you can stop him? You must be mad.
Because you couldn't. Because that's what this has been all about, isn't it, Controller Unwin? Because you couldn't stop him, and you put him to work. You found something for him to do, something to keep him occupied, and you kept him happy. And that suited you. But that wasn't enough. Oh no. And now, he's running out of control. You need me, Unwin. You need me to put a stop to this.
And why would that be, Doctor?
Yes. Do tell, Doctor.
He's been here, doing your dirty work. Well, for I don't know how long. That's the thing about dirty work. It breeds. It festers. And it breeds. And it creates a power complex in those who dirty their hands with it. And now the happy man is running out of control. With this new drug, with this candy, the death might spill out of this social backwater and into civilized society. And that's why you need me to stop him, Unwin. Because if I don't, the whole country is at risk. The whole planet. Isn't that true, Candyman?
I'm just happy making people happy, Doctor.
He's right. The Doctor's right. This madness is growing. The death is spreading. Where does it end, Controller Unwin? Where does it end?
It ends here. It ends now.
Poppycock.
What are you doing in here?
Looking.
Looking for what?
Anything that might help.
You want something that will help you stop the Happy Man?
Yes. Are you going to help me?
Well, why should I help you?
Because you know what's right. Because you've seen it firsthand. Because you know this can't go on.
You think my hands are dirty?
Aren't they?
You think the killing wouldn't have been worse if I hadn't been here to contain it?
Contain it? What do you mean?
You think the Happy Man hasn't wanted to make the drug stronger before? You think more people wouldn't have died if I hadn't kept weakening the mix? Believe me, you might think I'm just his nanny. You might think I'm just here to wipe his backside. But I have been doing good things.
Doing good things? How many deaths? And you think you've been doing good?
It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, or you could have stopped him. You could have found a way to stop him.
And you think you can stop him?
The Doctor will. The Doctor always does.
Oh, really? Do you even know what's going on here?
Yeah, really. That's what we do. We find evil, we find corruption, and we fight it. And we win.
You win?
Always. Every time.
Even before breakfast? Impossible.
No, not impossible. We win. We win because we have truth and right and justice on our side. And because no matter how determined evil can be, how single-minded, how unwavering, right and good will always be more determined, more resolute. You know why?
No. Why?
Because evil cannot be allowed to win.
You're talking gibberish.
No, you just don't want to see it. Good always triumphs over evil in the end. Look in the history books. Evil can never be allowed to win. Never is allowed to win. Because evil breeds goodness. Evil makes people want to fight for what's right. The Doctor and I, we're the vanguard. We're the front line. We're just a fairy tale, a ghost, an impression of what people are capable of themselves. We show up in your darkest hour and do nothing more than help you achieve what you would have achieved anyway, given just a little bit more time, a little bit more resolution.
You talk like you don't even really exist.
Nor will we, once all this is over. You won't find us in the history books, but we've been fighting evil since before time. And we'll keep doing it until there's no more time left, and no more evil left in the universe. That's what we do.
You talk like you think you're gods.
No, we're just people. But we fight on behalf of the gods, because the gods aren't really there. We're the legend, the secret legend, that protects the myth.
Nonsense.
You want to see it for yourself?
Oh, you almost make me want to.
Then help me, and I'll show you.
I'm tired of your prattling, Doctor. You can't stop me. And you know it. You're just wasting time. Wasting my time. And now I've had enough. It's time to try my new recipe. It's time to give Candy double happy, happy squared. It's trial run.
Please, don't do it.
Oh, don't worry, Doctor. You're safe for now. You're far too much fun as a plaything. But if you're not going to try it willingly, Doctor, then I've decided I'll find someone who will.
Me? I'll take it.
I want it too.
Too easy. You two can wait. Bring me the policeman.
No.
Oh? You don't like that doctor? So you'd like to volunteer in his place?
Hurry up, punk. Hurry up.
No, I thought not. Bring me the policeman, and we'll find out if his broken mind prefers to be a happy one. Tony! Where's Tony?
I'm here, boss.
The policeman. Let's see how his damaged brain likes a little happiness.
What?
Whatever you've got, punk. Do it now!
No! Stop! Don't harm my baby!
Get that away from me!
I think I got him, Doctor.
No! No! No!
What happened?
My poor baby. What have they done to you?
Daddy? I think they've hurt me.
Did you do, punk?
We found the chemical he uses to get that stuff straight into the bloodstream.
What?
Jesus! That would have killed any ordinary man stone dead.
The happy man is not a person. He's an idea.
Don't talk so much rot. The Candyman is a robot. That's all.
You think I don't know that? He's also an aspiration.
Could have stopped him at any time, couldn't you? But you're not just his helper. You're his keeper. You keep him alive.
Yes.
What? You could have stopped him at any time?
Yes, Tony keeps the happy man alive.
It's more than his life is worth. To let my baby come to any harm.
What are you all talking about? Daddy! Saying?
You mean all of this could have been stopped a long time ago?
A life support for the Candyman. Tony has the key. That's all it would have taken.
I'll turn it now.
No, don't you dare! We can fix this.
You're a coward, Tony. A coward. You could have been the better man. And yet you allowed this to happen, and to keep on happening. Meanwhile, the bodies have been piling up.
And why should I care about that? The bodies are nothing. Those people would have died anyway, and unhappy deaths at that. The happy man, he brings something to our lives that nobody else can. He's glorious.
You've been taking that stuff, haven't you?
No, it's just by being here, working in the kitchen. It's messed with his brain. He's been inhaling the happy. And I'm afraid it's made him mad.
But he helped me. In the end, he helped me.
Yes. Well, he probably saw the light. Finally.
The light. I can see something. Doctor. I can see everything soon. Clearly.
Tony, turn him off. Put him out of his misery.
Stay away from those controls, Tony.
It's too late, Controller. He's finished. The end of Happy.
The swirling blue.
No, wait a second, Tony. I want to hear this.
Put him out of his misery, Doctor.
Just a minute.
I feel...
What do you feel?
I feel nothing, Doctor.
He's a robot. What else is he going to feel? Turn him off!
I'm finished.
You must tell me about this swirling blue.
The swirling blue. The time vortex, Doctor. The things you must have seen.
You were in the time vortex. So is that how you came to be here?
He fell from the sky, Doctor.
Yes, the time vortex.
So, Wenwen, I take it you saw him arrive?
Not quite. Not exactly.
I fell through time, Doctor.
And I caught him.
You must have been damaged. You must have been taken just before you died.
Yes, I remember. I died once before, didn't I? Except I didn't die. The hands of God plucked me from my death and brought me here. Brought me through the swirling blue.
Yes, you did fall through the time vortex. That's pretty bad.
The hands of God.
How can that happen?
I don't know. It can't be good.
He's fading, Doctor.
He can't die. Not while his life support's still switched on.
Then turn it off, for God's sake!
You can't! That's murder!
I was taken by the hands of God.
Not yet. Leave him here. Just for a moment.
I only wanted to make them happy.
And yet you killed them. You killed people with your drugs.
I made them happy. And I made them die.
That's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing to be happy.
It's not good to die.
I only wanted to know what dying is. I tried to die once before. And then they brought me here, the hands of God. Is this heaven?
No. No, this isn't heaven.
I just wanted people to die. To know how it feels.
It's not a good thing.
Everyone must die. Everyone must die. Except me.
You can die too now, Candyman.
Oh, yes. Candyman. I remember.
So you remember? You remember Helena?
Yes. She wanted people to be happy too. And she wanted people to die. Must be good to die. To be happy. To die.
I wouldn't know.
It's not good. It's not.
Everyone, everything must die. It's the natural order.
But not before their time.
Well, the Candyman's time has been and gone. This was something extra.
The hands of God. I can see them again.
Please, don't let my baby die.
I'm afraid he's going. He's fading fast.
Doctor, am I a bad person? Doctor?
The universe is full of bad people. Some were born bad, some were made bad, and some had badness thrust upon them. You were just what you were made to be.
Now, I'm going to be nothing at all.
This is cruel. He can barely even hold a thought together. Turn him off, Tony.
It's time.
Then?
It's done.
No! No, my baby!
I love you. Daddy.
He's gone.
Can't believe it. I was almost feeling sorry for him there at the end.
It's not his fault that's the way he was. That's how he was made to be.
He was created evil.
No, he's not evil. You can't create something to be evil. You can program it to do evil things, and eventually, those things become a part of its system. A part of what it believes.
What about these two?
It's up to you, Doctor. Punk and I, our work here is done. I'm afraid it's your mess to straighten now.
I didn't do anything wrong. I was only following orders. It was him.
So you find that an excuse, do you, Tony? Then your punishment will be to live here with that excuse. I don't think there's anything more that can be done for you.
I'm sorry.
And what about you, Controller Unwin? What are they going to make of you?
Me? Me, Doctor? I stand by what I did.
There will have to be a trial. DeLittle, can you handle that?
He won't get away with it, Doctor. Rest assured of that. His name will go down in the history books.
No. I wouldn't let this be made public. Let's keep it quiet, shall we? No need to allow for martyrs and romance. I think criminality can be such an attractive vice. So let's not advertise its presence.
Just as you say, then.
And what about you, the good sergeant?
Yes, where is he?
I'm here, Doctor. My head's a little sore, but I'll live.
Oh, good. Good. I'm afraid you've been in a state of shock, but it won't last.
What about Freddy and Phil?
What about them?
Hey, that's us he's talking about.
I think we should just get out of it while we can, Phil.
They can't help where they came from. What society is made of them. Use this as the motivation to build them a better life. And now, I'm afraid we must be on our way. What do you say, Punk?
Ready to go, Doctor.
I'd let this be a lesson, gentlemen. And DeLittle, make sure this cannot happen again. I'd melt that thing down.
My baby! You can't do that!
I would let this be a lesson. Melt it down.
Consider it done.
Farewell, gentlemen. Come on, Punk. Time waits for nomads.
What was all that about the time vortex, Doctor? Something we should worry about?
Something I have to worry about, Punk, yes. Very much so.
So what happened, do you think? What brought the Candyman to Earth?
I don't know. But it's something I will have to get to the bottom of. Well, sometime.
Not just yet, then?
I don't know when. What about you, Punk? Still happy travelling with me? Fighting the good fight?
I'm a worrier, Doctor. We both are.
Yes, that's what worries me.
Do you think the happy man died a happy death? Like all those other people must have done?
I think for once, maybe yes. Maybe the Candyman was happy to die.
After all, that was the one thing he said he could never have, I suppose. Now he has.
Yes, a happy death. You see something new every day. So here we are.
Never ceases to amaze me, that blue box.
Where would it take us next? I wonder.
Another adventure. Another evil to vanquish.
But first, a cup of tea, I think.